Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always. And I'm very excited to got Joel Barker back on the show. Joel's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, somebody whose work I've admired for a generation. For over 20 years, I've been impressed with the things that he has taught us, and it's my pleasure to have gotten to know him over the last few years. He's the author of a number of books, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future. He's the guy who talks about paradigms. He's also a great filmmaker. His paradigm film is legend, and his new book is called Innovation at the Verge. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Joel, thank you so much for sharing your futurist practices and perspectives with us. One of the things you've been tracking lately is something that makes a lot of people cringe. Right? Especially the ladies.
Yep. That's right.
What are we talking about here?
It's about cockroaches.
Yeah?
And by the way, this fits in this larger picture we've talked several times about, which is, and it's almost a religious statement for me, which is all the creatures of this world have a gift for us.
Right.
And if we just take the time to look, we find the gift. And this is the gift of the cockroach.
And the primitives knew this a long time, didn't they? The ancients.
Oh, yeah.
The ancients knew this a long time ago, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, if you go back, people assume that's the way it works. They're here for a purpose, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Cockroaches, you know, they do have an ecosystem rule in terms of what they eat. But for us, what's especially important is scientists have been studying the brains of cockroaches to see how cockroaches protect themselves from all sorts of bacteria and viruses.
Because we know that these are things that have, they've lasted longer than the dinosaurs.
Well, yeah, 500 million years.
Yeah.
And so you figure something's been looking at them as food for at least as long.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
And what they found is in the brains of cockroaches are 9 antibiotic molecules that are just sensational in killing bacteria.
Wow.
And the one that they point out in particular is MRSA. You know, this is the hospital bacteria that we don't have anything
right
to stop, that is really deadly. When this MRSA bacteria come in contact with this kind of cocktail of antibacterials, 90% of them are killed on contact.
Wow.
So what the researchers are saying now is we are going to take a look at these molecules and see if we can't adapt them and adjust them for human use and have, thanks to the cockroaches, a new set of antibacterial molecules to use against these creatures that would like to eat us too.
Wow. Well, you know, one of the things that's really has doctors concerned and researchers concerned is how the current groups of bacteria are morphing and are defeating the antibiotic regimens that we've been developing, and the bacteria are getting better and faster than we are, aren't they?
Well, and here's the thing: Darwin told us that's what would happen. He said if you put stress on a creature, it responds,
right,
and it will mutate over time. It's genetics. Well, what it really is, the ones who don't have the right genes die.
Right.
And the ones who are left do.
That's the natural selection.
We've been absolutely selecting for these resistant bacteria for decades. You know? So it's not a surprise. It's completely predictable. The issue is, what's the smartest way to deal with it? By the way, there's a hospital out east, I cannot remember the name, but I just saw this like a month ago, where they just got real serious about washing their hands and telling the doctors not to wear ties because it turns out the ties were picking up bacteria and moving them from room to room. So they said, don't wear a tie anymore. Wash your hands. And everybody washes their hands. They cut the MRSA by like 99%.
Wow.
So that's the other side of this thing, which is if you just do proper sanitation,
right,
you can scrub the bacteria off your, you know,
but how are they
going to remove it?
So what are they going to do? Are they going to use, are they going to try to synthesize this yeah, this antibiotic property of the brain? I mean, obviously you can't get enough cockroach brains and turn them into something that can be used. It'd have to be synthesized, wouldn't it?
Exactly. We will now look at the molecule and say, what does this molecule have that works on the bacteria,
right.
We will then model that molecule. This is how good we're getting at it. We
right,
will model the molecule, create a synthetic that does the same thing, but doesn't cause us any significant problems.
Now, ladies, that you've heard this, surely the next time you look at a cockroach, you'll think differently than you have in the past. That's the cockroach's prayer, I'm sure, right now. Quick break, 20 till, right back. More to come. We're going to talk about dirt. From cockroaches to dirt, after these messages, stay with us.
Sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.